probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately. But did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers. This one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
Christian parenting.
Well, hello, friends. My name is Courtney DeFeo, and you have landed on Pardon the Mess. And it's a new thing for me, but it's not a new thing for many of you. So let me give you some background. If you're like, who are you and where am I? What are we doing? But every week on Monday, a part of the Pardon the Mess podcast within the Christian Parenting Network, we are going to simply pray together. We've got a book that we're going through that was written by my friend Cynthia Yanoff. It's called Marked by Prayer. And we're just going to spend 5 or 10 minutes tops on Monday thinking through the things we want our children to be marked by, that are different than this world. We want them to be marked by God. We want them to be marked by wisdom and love and kindness and all the things that we read about in scripture. So this one's going to be a little bit longer because I want to give you a little background as we're kicking off the year. Truly, we're going to pray together every Monday through this podcast through the end of the year. And I cannot wait to do this because it's going to hold me accountable. And I really do care about our kids. And sometimes when I think we feel like we don't have what it takes, or we don't know what to do about a situation, this is the perfect posture to start every week and just submit to the Lord, put our hopes and dreams and desires for them over to Him. And I think it will grip us less by control and fear. So let's give this thing a go. But background wise, like I said, Cynthia Yanoff, she was actually the founder of the Pardon the Mess podcast and a key in the leadership within Christian parenting. And we just made a transition. So as of the end of the school year in 2023, she is on to a new thing. And it was really an act of obedience. She didn't know why, but God was calling her to do something new. And I got the call to interview for this job. And I'm so honored and excited that I've been able to take over not only the podcast episodes for Thursday, but also this vision that she had to really start our weeks with prayer. So thank you, Cynthia. The book that she has written that we're going to be going through is called Marked by Prayer. And so there's a journal. The book is actually a journal, and you can order that at cpgive.org. Now, you don't have to have it. You can just tune into these anytime you want, but I do think you'll like the opportunity to look up some of the verses that are mentioned for each topic. You also love the opportunity to maybe jot down some more specific prayers about each child. I've got 2, but some of you have 7, 8, 4, many more than me. So it may give you time to really think through each child. Let me tell you some of the topics. We're going 37 weeks, folks. I've never done anything for 37 weeks, but this is going to hold me accountable. And my friends are laughing because they know that's true. But some of the marked items that we're going to be talking through is marked by wisdom, by identity, by truth, compassion, fruit, armor. It goes on and on, 37 different biblical topics that we'll get to pray through together. But like I said, normally this will be 5 or 10 minutes. We'll just kind of talk through the topic and then I will pray for us. And you can pray as you're driving your kids to school or home from carpool or even in the grocery store. I think it'll be a great ritual for us to do together. Okay, so we got an email this week through the Christian parenting site and it really touched my heart because I think most of us can relate to this. It says, I have 3 kids and over the years of parenting, I've been consuming resources like yours and learning a lot, but sometimes they reveal mistakes that I've made and things I wish I had known before. What do I do with the feeling that I've probably made most mistakes with my oldest, who is now 9, and that mistakes have already affected her development? Can changes be made at this stage still to undo damage or anything that may have been done? Oh, friend. I think we all relate to that. And that is one reason I did take a break from content. I took a break from reading a bunch of parenting books because it can be overwhelming. There can be too much content out there. And so I want to give you a few pieces of encouragement if you're feeling like that, mom. And I know I felt like that myself. But remember, perfection isn't the goal. We want to enter any space, even a church sermon or a book or a podcast or anything that comes our way on social media. We want to go to it with a posture of learning and growth and awareness that it's really, truly not possible to be a perfect parent. And I know we know that, but we hold ourselves to a standard that's not realistic. So I really try to take every sermon and book and podcast with a posture of learning. I can learn something from someone, but I don't need to digest and implement everything that I hear. God knows our hearts. He knows our exact situation with our kids, and He knows what we've been through. And so for this mom, I would say the fact that you're even trying and that you love your kids enough to want to grow in your parenting and your faith is awesome. You have not messed them up, and they will learn from their failures, or even, I don't think it's a failure of yours. So don't be too hard on yourself, but they will learn from everything that they've been through and it will mark them as well. And it's okay. And so the fact that you're tuning in, that you love them enough to grow is great, but don't put perfection as the pursuit. And then I'll also encourage you that you get to decide how much and how often you listen. It will not offend me. You are walking away from any Christian parenting podcast with a spirit of discouragement or guilt, I would say that you need to take a break and you need to know that maybe it's not something you listen to every day, but maybe a rhythm of once a week or whatever your heart can take. And I would go to God in prayer in that. Like, where can I get some little nuggets of learning or encouragement on areas that we specifically need to grow in as a family or for a specific child? And as we get older and more mature, I do believe as parents, we get better at discerning this information. We can ask the Holy Spirit to discern, is this something I even need to listen to? Is this something that's biblically based? Is this going to make me more jealous or more afraid or want to control more? Or is this going to truly light a fire and move us in to a place of growth? Also, give your self permission to just choose what you put in your heart and your mind and in your sphere of influence, truly. I'll also encourage that mom and us to have grace, grace, grace. I am way better at giving grace to others than receiving it. And I would say just sink deep into that place of grace, which is just the Lord saying we never were intended to get it all right. And that's why we have Him involved in our children's lives and in our hearts. So give yourself grace. And then the last piece of encouragement I will give you all as you listen to podcasts and even this one is that it should feel like encouragement. It should feel like maybe conviction, but never condemnation. Condemnation is like shame coming in hot from like the enemy that wants you to feel like a loser. He wants you to walk away from everything in this podcast network feeling like you're a failure, you can't do it. But the Lord wants you to feel encouraged and equipped and like you have a village kind of walking together. When we can't have coffee every day, we can touch base on these kinds of things that are opportunities like this technology and podcast brings. All right. So 7 minutes in, we're going to switch over to this week's topic. And again, the idea of marked by God, the entire year we're going to spend together. This is a quote from Cynthia and I love it. With all things threatening to mark our kids' childhood, God wants to mark them with a faith that transforms their lives from the inside out. And so this is a way we can step forward against what's marking them out in the world. And we can really pray for a faith and specific things that can transform their lives. And we know that at the end of the day, we don't care if they are the champion football quarterback. We don't care if they're the richest people in the world. If you're a parent that loves the Lord, you want them to have a faith of their own and learn how to walk that out. One prayer that I want to start with that Andy Stanley and Sandra Stanley have prayed their whole lives, and I have held on to this for years because I think it so summarizes this topic of wisdom, but also what we desire for our kids. So it says, Father, give us the wisdom to know what's right and the courage to do what's right, even when it's hard. I'm going to say that again for our kids. Lord, give us and give them the wisdom to know what's right, which by the way is biblical truth, and the courage to do what's right, because it takes courage to step in and do what's right in a world that's saying the opposite, even when it's hard. And I think that's so true of our kids. They have a lot coming at them. It can be embarrassing to do the right thing. It can be lonely to do the right thing. And it can honestly go against the grain of culture, almost like a fish swimming upstream. So this is really an important one. I'm glad we're starting here for my family. I've always had a desire and not always executed it well, but I have a deep desire that my kids will walk in wisdom. that they will have something so, a knowledge that's so baked in biblical truth that they will be able to carry with them years beyond the time in our home, that they won't always need me to tell them the wise thing to do, but they will learn how to walk with the wise and surround themselves with people that are wise and ultimately start from, Lord, what is the wise thing to do? What does your scripture say? And I will say here that it's not smart. It's not them just being intellectually smart, like them knowing, quote unquote, head smarts, but it's really an understanding of life with God's perspective. It's knowledge, truth of the Bible, and then the capacity to do the right thing and make use of it. So one of the verses that is in this journal is James 1:5. I love it. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And this sounds like it's a real easy thing. Like, I'm going to ask God in the morning, what's the wise thing to do? And then I'm going to know in the afternoon. Sometimes it happens like that. But you know, if you've been a Christian long enough, that we don't get to say when we get that knowledge or when we get that wisdom. We also don't get to say how. So I believe we should always ask the question. And then, like our friend Jamie Winship said in a previous episode, we need to have the obedience and the patience to listen for the answer. Not just ask and then do what we think is good. It's like ask and really pay attention to scripture or pay attention to little nudges that the Spirit may be giving us in our heart. Or it's almost like that gut feeling, but we know it's coming from a place of Jesus trying to speak to us. And it may take time. It may take weeks or months before you know what the right thing is to do for your kids. And we need to encourage them to have the same kind of patience as they're asking God for wisdom. Another verse that I love is Colossians 4:5-6. And this is so great to kick off our kids this way for school year. But it says in Colossians 4:5-6, be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. And it's just that posture of like, Lord, let me go into this school environment as children, be filled with grace. Let's watch over our conversation and really be tuned into what you want us to do, what wise thing, God, you want us to do and our kids to do versus what we think is the best. Quick little story and then we'll pray. But yesterday, Ella had a little fender bender. She'd be embarrassed that I'm telling you this, but it was super quick, bumped a friend of hers in front and it left some scratches. And she was so sad and embarrassed. And we had a talk yesterday that, yeah, it's a bummer. Yeah, there's probably some consequences. You may need to pay for this, but this isn't a big deal in the scheme of life. Like, no one was hurt and it may cost money. And again, there may be consequences, but she learned a lot from it. And this is how we need to go at wisdom with our kids, to know that we're going to mess up. I would go back to that mom that sent an email. We are going to mess up and our kids are going to mess up, but we want them to learn and have wisdom and have it grow over time. Once again, I want to remind you that you can get the physical journal that goes along with these prayer moments we're having on Mondays at markedbyprayer.org. That's markedbyprayer.org. Okay, so let me pray for our kids. Lord, thank you so much that you gave me this job and this opportunity, if for nothing else, that I get to pray for my kids and various aspects and various topics that are important to you. And I thank you that I'll get this accountability of having to record this. So I'll show up every week and consistently pray for my kids. I pray that any moms that are experiencing a ton of guilt and that they're not enough would just give themselves permission to pause content, or Lord, that you would reframe their mindset and their heart to be entering into these things like messages and books and podcasts with a posture of learning, and that we can be imperfect. Lord, your grace is enough for us, and you can show up in the lives of our kids where we are weak and we feel like we need strength in an area. You never designed us to fill all the buckets of our kids' needs perfectly. That's why you are there and we want them dependent on you. So as we go through this year and really think through, how do we want our kids to be marked? Do we want them marked by their failures? Do we want them marked by their inadequacies? Do we want them marked by what the school is saying or what their social media is saying? No, Lord, we want them to be marked by you, with the faith that they can carry on years beyond their time in our home. And Lord, as we pray for these, I'm thinking, Lord, me too. I want to be marked by you. And I think we can pray for ourselves and our kids at the same time, even our families at large. So Lord, I pray for my kids, for Ella and Larson, that they will be marked by wisdom, that when they look back on what mattered and how they went about life, that they would begin to practice and be known for wisdom, that they would have the courage to do what's right, that they would have just the passion to seek you and seek your word and biblical truth so that as they make decisions that are hard and as they go into conversations at school with their teacher or a friend or even a bully or someone that they disagree with, that they will be marked by wisdom, that they would pause and ask, is this the right friend? Is this the wisest friend to have in my life? Is this the wisest person to date? Is this the wisest choice on a project? Is this honest? So Lord, I pray that this idea of marked by wisdom would filter through each of our children, that it would filter through all of their decisions from big to little. And Lord, that we would leave with comfort knowing that you are that source. Your word is that source. And as parents, we want to know the answer. We want to be able to guide our kids perfectly. And Lord, we have you. We have a book that we can engage with every day, and we can engage in prayer, and we can ask you, like James 1:5 says, for wisdom. So Lord, I pray for these moms listening. I pray for these kids that are going into a new school year, that you would give this big sigh of relief in our hearts as moms and dads to know that you've got them and that we can rely on you and ask you for wisdom in all of these decisions of their life. Lord, we put our kids in your hands. We trust you with their lives. We thank you that we have you to walk with every day, that you have already ordered their steps in this school year. We love you so much. Amen.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.